Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we take a look at anxiety. An anxiety disorder is a mental illness that presents with feelings of panic, fear, and uneasiness, causing significant distress and impairing a person's ability to function normally. Persons who suffer from anxiety disorders fall into all age categories, as the illness is caused by a myriad of factors, including the personality of the individual or a genetic trait. Acting Director of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Goldborn, tells us more.
It's a matter of personality and how they perceive what's happening around them. Also depends on what they have been exposed to. So persons who are exposed to significant stressful situations, whether it's disaster, near-death experience, significant loss. And then if they are in that situation where they lack support, whether it's family, community support, or at work, then all these factors together may predispose a person to become anxious and have an anxiety disorder. Of course, there's also a familial component in it where a person may have a trait of it within a family, in a family history of anxiety disorder.
There are many different types of anxiety disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder and postpartum depression, but the most common is the panic disorder. This occurs when persons have frequent and extreme episodes of feeling anxious. The term panic attack is interchangeable with anxiety attack. The term anxiety disorder or panic disorder is the repeated occurrence of panic attacks, which prevent a person from functioning normally. Dizziness, sweating, increased heart rate, shortness of breath, and feeling faint are normal symptoms. Some describe the experience as feeling as if they are going to die. Symptoms similar to asthma or heart attack may occur, which may result in individuals being admitted to an emergency room. These episodes usually last for 20 minutes and can occur once a day or more and multiple times per week. Dr. Goldburn says the more often these episodes occur, the more anxious an individual may become in anticipation of an attack.
It may occur at any time. So it doesn't necessarily have to occur in a stressful situation. For example, watching the TV, having a fairly good time, and then out of the blue, they become very anxious and the panic attack starts. And then this, as I said before, can be quite deceiving, because the more often it occurs, the more you find it very difficult to concentrate on work, because you begin to anticipate when the next occur, and become very worried, and it becomes a bother.
Persons with anxiety disorders sometimes become severely depressed, especially if they think they cannot get better. This can lead to suicidal thoughts that may be executed. So, how do you differentiate between anxiety and an anxiety disorder? Dr. Goldburn says feelings of anxiety are normal as they alert your body to potential danger to yourself or others.
For example, you have fire in the house, the fire alarm goes off, it alerts the fire in the house. So the anxiety is a very good feature in our system, so it's not anything that's abnormal, just have an anxiety feeling. Once it is due to something that's causing, so if you hear some distressing news and you become anxious, it's good because it alerts that something bad is happening and you try to move towards correcting the situation, so you can become less anxious.
Persons with major medical conditions may respond to it by becoming extremely anxious to the point of it becoming a disorder. Throughout his experiences, Dr. Goldburn has noted that anxiety disorders are common, but often go undiagnosed as they tend to be often confused with sleep disorders.
So they may end up going to the general doctor with a sleeping problem, and the doctor may just give them sleeping tablets, when we don't truly the online problem, the anxiety disorder, that anxiety keeps you alert. If it keeps you alert, it affects your sleep.
Anxiety disorders can be treated by talk therapy that targets the root of the anxiety and through medication. If you suspect you may have problems with anxiety, consult your physician, who may recommend the appropriate course of treatment. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more. And until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.